The Dreamer by Robert Service. The lone man gazed and gazed upon his gold, his sweat, his blood, the wage of weary days. But now, how sweet, how doubly sweet to hold all gay and gleamy to the campfire blaze. The evening sky was sinister and cold, the willows a-shivered, wanly lay the snow. The uncommiserating land so old, so worn, so gray, so niggard in its woe, peered through its ragged shroud. The lone man sighed, poured back the gaudy dust into its poke, gazed at the seething river listless-eyed, loaded his corncob pipe as if to smoke. Then, crushed with weariness and a hardship, crept into his ragged robe and swiftly slept. Hour after hour went by. A shadow slipped from vasts of shadow to the campfire flame, gripping a rifle with a deadly aim. A gaunt and a hairy man with wolfish eyes. The sleeper dreamed, and lo, this was his dream. He rode a streaming horse across a moor. Sudden, mid pit-black night, a lightning gleam showed him a wayside inn, forlorn and poor. A sullen host unbarred the creaking door, and led him to a dim and a dreary room, wherein he sat and poked the fire aroar, so that weird shadows jigged athwart the gloom. He ordered wine, odd's blood, but he was tired. What matter? Charles was crushed, and George was king. His party high in power, but he aspired. Red guineas packed his purse too tight to ring. The firelight gleamed upon his silken hose, his silver buckle and his powdered wig. What ho! More wine! He drank. He slowly rose. What made the shadows dance that madcap jig? He clutched the candle, steered his way to bed, and in a trice was sleeping like the dead. Across the room there crept so shadow soft, his sullen host with naked knife agleam, a gaunt and hairy man with wolfish eyes. And as he lay, the sleeper dreamed a dream. 'Twas in a ruder land, a wilder day, a rival princeling sat upon his throne. Within a dungeon dark and a foul he lay, with chains that bit and a festered to the bone. They haled him harshly to a vaulted room, where one gazed on him with malignant eye, and in that double face he read his doom, knowing that ere the dawnlight he must die. Well, he was sorrow-glutted. Let them bring their prize assassins to the bloody work. His kingdom lost, yet he would die a king, fearless and proud as when he faced the Turk. Ah, God, the glory of that great crusade, the bannered pomp, the gleam, the splendid urge, the crash of reeking combat, blade to blade, the reeling ranks, blood-avid and a surge. For long he thought, then feeling o'er him creep vast weariness, he fell into a sleep. The cell door opened, soft the headsman came, within his hand a mighty axe agleam, a gaunt and a hairy man with wolfish eyes. And as he lay, the sleeper dreamed a dream. 'Twas in a land unkempt of life's red dawn, where in his sanded cave he dwelt alone, sleeping by day, or sometimes worked upon his flint-head arrows and his knives of stone. By night stole forth and slew the savage boar, so that he loomed a hunter of loud fame, and many a skin of wolf and wild cat wore, and counted many a flint head to his name. Wherefore he walked the envy of the band, hated and feared, but matchless in his skill, till lo, one night deep in that shaggy land, he tracked a yearling bear and made his kill. Then, overworn, he rested by a stream, and fell into a sleep too deep for dream. Hunting his food, a rival caveman crept through those dark woods and marked him where he lay, cowered and crawled upon him as he slept, poising a mighty stone aloft to slay. A gaunt and a hairy man with wolfish eyes. The great stone crashed, the dreamer shrieked and awoke, and saw, fear blinded in his dripping cell, a gaunt and a hairy man who with one stroke swung a great axe of steel that flashed and fell, so that he woke amid his bedroom gloom and saw, hair poised, a naked, thirsting knife, a gaunt and a hairy man with eyes of doom. And then the blade plunged down to drink his life, so that he woke, wrenched back his robe and looked, and saw beside his dying fire upstart a gaunt and a hairy man with finger crooked. A rifle rang, a bullet searched his heart. The morning sky was sinister and cold. Grotesque, the dreamer sprawled and did not rise. For long and long there gazed upon some gold a gaunt and a hairy man with wolfish eyes.